USA Radio News.
Top appropriators struck a deal Tuesday night on a government funding framework critical to finalizing a mammoth year-end spending package. In a statement, retiring Senate Appropriations Chair Democrat Patrick Leahy said appropriators have, quote, reached a bipartisan, bicameral framework that should allow us to finish an omnibus appropriations bill that can pass the House and Senate and be signed into law by the President, end quote. Leading negotiators didn't release those government funding totals in announcing the deal, but appropriators have largely settled on $858 billion in defense spending in recent weeks. 20 Republicans demanded Tuesday that the U.S. House of Representatives impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas during the next Congress. On Tuesday, Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs held a press conference regarding the motion.
I expect the House Judiciary Committee to open an impeachment inquiry in the 118th Congress, formally investigate Secretary Mayorkas, and finally, to proceed to impeach him.
Despite these renewed calls to remove Mayorkas, the effort to impeach him faces long odds. Neuralink, Elon Musk's brain technology startup, has come under fire recently for its animal testing practices, and the company is being investigated for violations of animal welfare. The Washington Post reported Tuesday that medical ethics advocacy group, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, has requested the Food and Drug Administration hold Neuralink accountable for violating protocols on biological tests and disqualify the data obtained from animal testing. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
An Iranian soccer player has been sentenced to death after protesting the death of Mahsa Amini, according to Iran Wire. 26-year-old Amir Nasser Azadani was arrested in November in relation to the killing of a police colonel. He has been accused of waging war against God and is set to be hanged.
There's no negotiation in South Korea. Sometime between the age of 18 and 30, if you're male, you go to the military. So now Jin, the oldest member of K-pop band BTS, at age 30, has begun his 18 months of military service. The other band members will follow over the next year, as BTS is on hiatus for what could be a few years. I'm Richard Johnson. There's no negotiation in South Korea. Sometime between the age of 18 and 30, if you're male, you go to the military. So now Jin, the oldest member of K-pop band BTS, at age 30, has begun his 18 months of military service. The other band members will follow over the next year, as BTS is on hiatus for what could be a few years. I'm Richard Johnson.
A missing golf champion was found dead after his community spent nearly a week searching for him in Tennessee. John Swoboda was last seen on Wednesday, December 7th, according to a Mount Juliet Police Department news release. On December 12th, the department said it found Swoboda in Nashville. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.